Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 coming to you from the MVP Summit here in Redmond. How you doing, buddy?
Awesome,
this
awesome.
This is Russell Fustino. Did I say it right?
That's correct, yes.
All the way from, are you still in Florida?
Yeah, Tampa.
So tell us, you're an MVP.
Yeah, sir.
You're my MVP too, but what are you an MVP for Microsoft?
Platform, Windows platform, doing Windows apps.
So what does that mean? So explain, because Windows apps now means like, not just apps for client, but also for like a little device. Is it for the whole gamut?
My specialty is really in the store apps. Yeah, store app area. So
what do you think of the store in general? How is that whole process working?
Well, I like it. It's very quick now to submit an app and get an approval. Boy, that's music to my ears. You know, yeah, always been waiting long times in the past. Now you put it in and hours. Minutes later, it's approved. Yeah.
So has Windows 10 changed the development process a little bit for you? What's different now?
Well, I like it quite a bit. I actually just did a Windows 10 app with a prototype I did using App Studio.
Okay.
And so the code that generates is phenomenal. First of all, it's really great for doing that type of application. And I really like the shell, now that we get with that App Studio, where you can actually have as many categories as you want. Before, you were limited to like six for the panorama view. Now we got a different, it's a horizontal, a vertical view instead of horizontal.
Nice.
So it goes on forever.
Nice.
You can go as deep as you want. So it's great. And it's just really, the whole system is just, you can get an app done so quickly. I'm working on Jerry Garcia app, endorsed. For the deadheads out there.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So I've never heard of App Studio. Maybe you can help educate me and maybe some of our viewers on what App Studio is and why they should use it.
Yeah, it's a great prototyping and app development tool that is all online, appstudio.windows.com. And you go there and it's all Visual Designer, basically based it on a data source that you want to consume. And then you go ahead and say it's a RSS feed. You just plug it in and back comes the data in a nicely formatted screen. Very little coding effort needed whatsoever. And once you get done though, you can generate all the C# and then continue to make, tweak modifications going forward. And it's really nice for, like I say, interfacing with a lot of the social media outlets like YouTube and Flickr and Instagram, guides you right through getting your API code that you need, and really makes it pretty painless, right, to do that type of development.
That's awesome. So when you're writing apps, are you using XAML or HTML5? What is your preferred methodology?
I like XAML when I'm doing it through code, and I also have a brand new opportunity I want to tell you about and everybody.
Sure.
I'm a director of developer evangelism now at OutSystems.
Okay.
And OutSystems has a great platform story to sell to app developers. That's one of my new job functions is going to be targeting the app developers who are creating apps for Android, iOS, and Windows.
Which we all need to be doing.
That's it, man. Cross platform is the name of the game. You can't just do one anymore, right?
Because
you'll get singed. I learned that when I wrote the Jethro Tull app. We released the official Windows version, and all the Android users are like, wait a minute, where's my version? And it's like you gotta do them all at once. Lesson learned on that one. That's
so. Tell us a little bit more about this platform that you're talking about. Is it like, do you code? Is it like a, is it?
It's Seth, it's really exciting. It's a brand new programming paradigm. And before I joined the company like 2 months ago. And before I joined, I was like, how come I've never heard of this? I started using it and playing with it. And it's like, you can really build apps very quickly. So it's a new programming paradigm, like I said, because it's all visual. And basically, you go ahead and you want to wire up a data set, just create your entity, drag it over, boom, you got yourself a data entry screen, very, very easily done, as well as very responsive.
Right.
So it generates all the code on your behalf, and it uses the .NET stack, so we got ASP.NET, SQL Server, in the cloud, wires you all up. We have an offering in the Azure store as well as working on Amazon Web Services, so it's got the whole package, and for a lot of folks, it's just easy. It's a low-code approach to doing app development. Now, for those that want to extend it, you still have that option as well. So you have C# code you can extend it with, maybe create REST services, consume them with the app, as well as JavaScript, another offering there too for doing your code to extend it. Yeah.
So where can folks go to find out more?
OutSystems.com is the place. Yeah, great stuff. And you'll be hearing more about it. I'm very happy to talk about it here at Channel 9. This is awesome. It's great.
So how are you liking MVP Summit so far?
It is wonderful. This has always been my favorite conference of the year. I worked for Microsoft, as you know, for about a dozen years.
Sure.
And I actually attended many of the MVP summits then in my developer evangelism role. So I got to know a lot of the MVP community over the years. And now I've actually been an MVP in my third year now.
Fantastic.
And it's all the, you know, the platform development stuff I do, all the, you know, the seminars, right, that you do going along the way. And really helping people, right, educate them and get them all jazzed up and save time and effort and
right.
create better products. And guess what? You get a great career out of it, you know.
Cool.
So.
Well, thanks for spending some time with us, bud.
My pleasure,
Steph. The great Russ Festino. Thanks for watching. Again, we're here at MVP Summit, and we will see you next time. Take care.
Check out RadCam, new video series coming out.
Cheers.